This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Several tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma last night. Officials say they brought down power lines and damaged roads and buildings. Emergency responders in Hughes County in the south-central part of the state say two people died and four others were injured. In eastern Nebraska, residents are searching debris after an F3 tornado ripped through the area on Friday. More than 150 homes in Omaha's western suburbs were leveled by the storm. Nebraska Public Media's Brian Beach has more.
Preliminary damage reports indicate the tornado had winds up to 165 miles per hour when it hit Elkhorn, Nebraska, just after 4 p.m. Friday. Only a few minor injuries have been reported, something Chris Franks with the National Weather Service says is a testament to people taking warnings seriously.
When you see events like this around the country with this level of damage on tornadoes on the ground for this long, and almost inevitably you end up with fatalities or critical injuries.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says he received a call from President Biden offering federal support for the cleanup process. More severe storms are expected in the Midwest throughout the remainder of the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Brian Beach in Omaha, Nebraska.
In southern China, at least five people died when a tornado struck the city of Guangzhou yesterday. It's a major manufacturing hub and had been hit by heavy flooding earlier this month. Hamas has released another hostage video. It shows two men the militants have been holding since attacking Israel on October 7th. The video was shown last night in Tel Aviv on Hostage Square, where family members and friends called on the Israeli government to reach a deal with Hamas to bring them home. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from Tel Aviv.
Chants of home now rippled through the crowd after thousands of Israelis watched the hostage video on huge TV screens not far from Israel's defense ministry. Yuval Sagiv was there holding up a sign for one of his wife's colleagues, American hostage Keith Siegel.
It's not a celebration, but it was a very optimistic moment to hear him today.
Another hostage, Omri Miran, was also seen in the video released by Hamas, and his father told the crowd that the Israeli government has been talking about the pressure Israel is exerting on Hamas, but it's been 7 months and the hostages are still there. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Protests in support of Palestinians in Gaza have spread to college campuses across the U.S. At the University of Southern California, demonstrators have again set up an encampment that had been torn down by police last week. 93 protesters were arrested Wednesday. Student Angel Corona says although the demonstrators are back, it's been relatively quiet.
It's been really peaceful, I think, so far. Hasn't really interfered with me and like my classes, which is really important.
Authorities have sealed off the campus to outsiders and canceled graduation ceremonies. This is NPR. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments about whether Idaho's abortion ban applies to emergency situations. Since the ban has been in effect, the largest hospital system in the state says the number of people needing flights out of Idaho for emergency abortions is up sharply. From Boise State Public Radio, Julie Luquette has more.
In Idaho, physicians can terminate pregnancies only to save the life of the mother, not to preserve her health. That sometimes leaves doctors second-guessing when they can intervene. Dr. Jim Sousa is chief physician at St. Luke's Health System.
And when the guessing game gets too uncomfortable, we transfer the patients out at a very high cost to another state where the doctors are allowed to practice medicine.
St. Luke's says they've airlifted six patients to neighboring states for emergency pregnancy terminations since January. That's compared to just one in all of 2023. Idaho's Attorney General Raul Labrador suggested hospitals were airlifting patients in crisis, quote, just to make a political statement. For NPR News, I'm Julie Duqueta in Boise.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk arrived in China today to meet with government officials. He's visiting during the Beijing Auto Show, where Chinese automakers are displaying their latest electric vehicle models. Tesla announced earlier this month it's laying off 10% of its global workforce due to declining sales and growing competition. Several Chinese companies have launched electric cars in recent years and are undercutting the American maker in price. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.